So let's call the meeting to order and have a roll call, please, Laura.
Director Forcroy.
I'm here.
Director Milledge. Vicki, can you unmute yourself?
Yes, here I am.
Thank you. Director Ohilski.
Present.
Vice President Womack.
Present.
President Sesenia.
I am here. Thank you all. We'll move on to item 2 on the agenda, public hearing and presentation, a recognition of service to the Los Osos Community Services District Financial Advisory Committee member, Sherry Grimm. Marshall, would you please do that?
Thank you very much. So having served as the chair of the financial advisory for many, many years, and having seen the participation of one of our community members, I thought that it was important that we give a recognition of her service to not only the CSD, but her service to the community at large. So we have a certificate, and unfortunately, we're not going to be able to meet in person to be able to present the certificate to her and give her our congratulations in person. But we do have a certificate that is signed by Ron Munns, our Chris, Chuck, and myself. It states, in recognition of her dedicated service and valuable contributions as an outstanding committee member on the Financial Advisory Committee for the Los Osos Community Services District. And that is the certificate that we are giving to Sherry Grimm this evening, again, for her service not only to the LOCSD, but also to the Los Osos Baywood Park community at large. So I'd like to thank Sherry for her service and express my personal appreciation and the appreciation of the board, as well as the appreciation of the community at large.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you, Marshall. That is so important. They're the way the community really can talk easily to the board and without having to go to a microphone at a big meeting or anything, and then appreciate everyone's service so much that helps us out with the committees, especially those who stick around for more than 1 year or so when they find out there's not a lot of glory in it, but it sure is good for the board to have good committee people. Thank you.
And if
Sherry is in the meeting and she raised her hand and would like to speak, would you like me to unmute her?
Sure, yes.
Sherry, you just have to unmute yourself and you can speak.
Okay, I think I'm unmuted.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I just wanted to thank the board. I have really enjoyed serving on the Finance Advisory Committee. It's been a real experience. It's been interesting. It's been educational. It's allowed me to be even more of a contributor to our community, and I hope that people will apply for this position. I hope you're able to find a really good community member to serve on this committee. It's a great committee to be a part of. Lots of good people on this committee. Thank you both, Marshall and Chuck, for your kind words. It means a great deal to me, and I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Can I add a word? This is Ron. You know, I want to say from a staff perspective how much Sherry has meant both to, you know, myself in the short tenure I've been here, but to the past general managers and staff. So thank you, Sherry, very much for that contribution.
Okay, and with that, we will move on to item 2B, a public hearing to adopt proposed fiscal year 2020/2021 budget. Take it away, Mr. Munns.
All right, thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. What we have in front of you tonight is the final 2020-21 budget. for your review and adoption. Before I get started, I'd really like to thank our staff. This was really a team effort this year. Everyone contributed to the data that we collected, the numbers that we compiled. So I want to send out a special thanks to our staff. And I also want to thank CAL FIRE, the cooperation we had with them, with their staff, and especially in their transition, the timeliness of getting information to us. So I want to thank CAL FIRE as well. This year's budget, we tried to design one that was reader-friendly, just to assist people trying to understand the district's financial health and fiscal priorities for this fiscal, upcoming fiscal year. We did continue to implement the district's reserve policies, so we had sustainable operations to sustain our operations and programs. And we also made it consistent with the work plans for each committee. Next slide, please. Thank you. Just kind of a quick recap of where we've been to get to tonight. We took this in front of the Finance Advisory Committee back on May 4th. The Board of Directors weighed in on May 7th, and we've incorporated the comments from both the Finance Committee, the Board, and the Utilities Advisory Committee, which we met with on May 20th. We had one more shot with from our comments from the Finance Advisory Committee on June 1st, and here we are tonight. So what has changed since May 7th? I'll briefly go through each fund and highlight what changes have been made since you last saw the budget. Of course, we had a long conversation about the Zone A property tax allocation. This is what was decided by your board at our last meeting. And this has been incorporated into the revenues for each budget. Next slide, please. In administration, we had one major change that came in after May 7th, and that was the cost for the upcoming election, which is estimated at $20,000. This was after an email conversation with the clerk recorder's office. They did indicate that they estimate high, and it's really based on how many jurisdictions and agencies are running elections in November. So that number could come down, but we didn't incorporate what their estimated cost was. Other than that, the major requests and the impacts to budget remain the same. Next slide. We had no changes to the Bay Ridge. As you recall, we're requesting a major decrease in this budget, which will equate into a lower property tax assessment for the Bay Ridge neighborhood. Next slide. Fire, we had a couple of things. Of course, we had the Zone A allocation that went up, which was a good thing. They had omitted a planned or a scheduled purchase of a utilities truck for this upcoming fiscal year. So that's $69,000 that was added into their capital outlay or their fleet replacement line item. And of course, we increased the cost of the new fire truck, which was on our last agenda as well, which increased by about $17,000. Otherwise, all the other requests and impacts were identified on the May 7th prelim budget. Next slide. Vista de Oro, we had no changes. Again, this budget is remaining relatively the same. It has an interfund loan it needs to pay back to Fund 500. Which is scheduled to be paid off by June 2020. Water fund, we saw a decrease in the Zone A allocation, which we were able to absorb because of our cash and fund balance and reserves. Otherwise, nothing changed. Most of that, the increase in budget there was in salary and wages, the shared cost of the admin clerk position salary, and the other capital improvement projects and accrued liabilities for retirements. Wastewater, we had to include a cost from US Bank. It's a paying agent fee, which isn't that much, but that wasn't in the last round for the Wastewater Fund 600. Drainage, we saw no changes. As we identified last time, they did see an increase in their capital outlay budget, to support the SCADA project, which experienced an estimated cost increase as identified in our capital project plan. And then finally, Parks and Rec, we saw an increase in the Zone 8 allocation, otherwise no significant changes there. And with that, that's the end of my presentation, but more than happy to answer any questions that you may have.
This is Marshall. I guess I'll start. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to thank Ron and our staff for all their work on this. As the Financial Advisory Committee has said, that it's very, very clear and straightforward and much, much more understandable than budgets that we've gotten in previous years. So the Financial Advisory Committee did make that comment, and they did unanimously recommend that their meeting on Monday that the board go ahead and adopt the final budget. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Marshall. Any other comments from board members at this time?
Yeah, this is
Before
Matthew.
Before we go to public comment. Yes, Matthew.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. It's not necessarily about the nuts and bolts of our budget, but you know, one thing I know I've been talking to quite a few people around town about is budget deficits with like with the county, for instance, and things like that. People are starting to sort of talk about revenues for public agencies being limited and budgets being cut. They're seeing that. But I just wanted to kind of point this out or maybe talk about it for a second. But our revenue coming in is all the taxes. That's all property tax, right? And special assessments.
Yes, except for the water fund 500, which is rates and charges primarily.
Right. So the only way that we would be, our budget would basically get a curveball is if property values decreased quite a bit.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So yeah, I know that's something that's on people's minds is, you know, they're hearing about the state and the county in their budgets.
And you know, that's a very good point because, you know, I've been in conversation with the tax collector's office about projections and, you know, at this point, they aren't recommending any revisions to the projections that they provided us for this next fiscal year. But it'll be an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, definitely. No, thank you for that.
To say thank you to Ron and staff too, because this is our regularly scheduled June meeting. Budget's due by July 1st. We don't even need a special meeting later in the month. We're already ready to approve it. I like that. So we'll go to public comment. The proposed budget.
If you would like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please press raise your hand. All right, Julie, you're able to speak.
Good evening, I'm Julie Tacker, and I wanted to compliment the community on the fire fund and this ability through the transfer of the Zone A money to help make cash purchases of vehicles. You know, we can look around the county and see fire departments in trouble right now. Lot of noise about that. And because of the relationship that we have with Cal Fire and then some wise moves with the money, most recently with this adjustment in the property tax, I appreciate that. Look forward to more in the future, but I just wanted to really compliment all of us for not being leasing. A lot of fire companies are leasing equipment, leasing trucks, lease to purchase, that kind of thing. And this is incredible that we can acquire this much money to be able to make cash purchases for those very, very expensive vehicles. So good job, everybody.
If you'd like to make a public comment, please dial *9 if you're on your phone or raise your hand. There's no other public comment at this time.
No other public at this time. We will bring it back to AM.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to that the board adopt resolution 2020-06 approving the fiscal year 2020/2021 final budget.
I'll second that motion.
Can I just confirm, Vicki, was that you?
Yes, that was me.
Thank you.
Vicki beat me too.
We don't need a roll call vote on this, I don't believe.
Yes, we do, because it is a resolution.
Oh, yes, it is. There we go. Please.
President Sasani, if I might, this is Jeff. With Zoom, we need a roll call vote on every item.
Oh.
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Director Millage.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Vice President Womack?
Yes.
President Sasenya?
Yes. Excellent. Thanks, everyone. That was just nice to have done. We'll move on to item 3, public comment for items not on the agenda.
If you would like to make a public comment on an item not on the agenda, please raise your hand if you're on your computer, or please dial *9 if you're on your phone. Again, that's raise your hand or dial *9. There's no public comment.
Okay, with that, we'll bring it back to the board and look at administrative and committee reports. And okay, we've got written reports for all of the various items, and what I'd like to do is just deal with comments or questions. If there are questions on any of the reports, try and get those answered rather than just go through report, particularly for Mr. Costa's sake. We'll entertain questions. So for any of the administrative and committee reports, do I have any questions from the board? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. One thing I do want to point out is LOCAC. They've gone uptown. A website that looks really good and exciting, and I'm encouraged by that. I'm excited to see their information source for the community that's coming around and be more readily available. That's good. So at this time, we'll go to public comment for items on the administrative and committee reports and the consent agenda.
If you would like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please. Oh.
This is Marshall. Hey, Chuck, you have to ask if anybody wants to pull an item first.
That's the proper order, Marshall. Anyone want to pull anything from the consent agenda? Okay, with that, we'll go to public comment.
Sorry to interrupt, but it just...
No.
No problem. If you would like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial *9. If you're on your computer, please raise your hand. Lynette, you just have to unmute yourself. You're able to speak.
Thank you. I just wanted to update a couple things from the chamber that happened after the report was written. You may now obtain a paper copy as opposed to the link we gave you for the online copy of the new chamber directory. You need to send an email to lobpcc marketing@gmail.com. Also, another event took place that has come out, Festival of Flavor 2020. This year, instead of being at the community center, it has been reimagined as a takeout. So I hope you will take a look at this. It's going to be June 24th and June 25th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. There are 8 different restaurants that are doing this, and you can find the information on the right-hand side of the page of lobpchamber.org. And then I have one more thing to add for LOCAC this time, is that we will be meeting via Zoom on June 25th at 7 p.m. Check the website, locac.info. Thanks.
Okay, Julie, you're able to speak.
Good evening again, Julie Tacker. And I'm going to again voice my concern over the use of the Palisades well. You know, we've started to see some improvement with seawater intrusion. Imagine if we weren't continuing to draw as heavily on Palisades. We might see even better results. So I just want to point that out and see, you know, just what it is going to take to get off of that well as soon as possible. I'm troubled by it. And then I also wanted to speak to the item that actually I thought maybe Ron could kind of go back over the delinquent water charges item in his report, just say vocally so that everyone knows what we're doing there. And then the multi-jurisdictional local hazard mitigation plan update. I haven't seen that the emergency services committee meeting have been occurring, and the purchases of fire trucks and certainly the local hazard mitigation plan, those are all things that would be going to emergency services committee, and haven't seen them meeting, and I am a little troubled by not having the community input at that level on those items. So I just wanted to raise that issue also. And that's it. Thank you very much.
There's no other public comment at this time.
Excuse me, President Cesenia. I did see in the chat portion from Mr. Paul Province, there may be a desire to make a comment.
Okay.
I'm having difficulty with a microphone on the computer.
Paul, I just made it where you can speak.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Yes. I was just in case I needed to say something on the report. It's my first meeting, so.
Well, welcome. We appreciate you chiming in and being here with us. We have another public comment, I guess, first. Let's make sure of that.
If you would like to make a public comment, please dial *9 or raise your hand. There is no other public comment.
Okay. With that, we'll bring it back to the board. And I would like to say, yeah, I'm in favor of maybe looking at quarterly ESAC meetings, that kind of thing. We've got a kind of a fresh start with CAL FIRE here, and I would like to further that relationship and just that the dialogue goes both ways and that we can help them wherever we can. So I'm amenable to considering that. And then Mr. Munns, I did mean to have you give us your general manager's report, so maybe you could go back and address Julie's item.
I believe, yes, thank you. I believe Julie's item was 6I on the various assessments, and basically, and also on delinquent water accounts that we're setting a public hearing for those for a July 2nd meeting. I can go back and review him on here, my general manager's report. The main things on my report this time, excuse me, around is, as we continue down the COVID-19 response, we're starting to have staff discussions on reopening the office and what that means and what precautions we'll need to take. I was on a call with other general managers Wednesday, and the only other special district opened to the public right now that we're aware of is Templeton. It's on a limited basis, but we are gearing up to open our office again. We did have a request to agendize a letter to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration supporting the designation of coastal waters off the Central Coast National Marine Sanctuary. This came in kind of right when we were finalizing the agenda, so we weren't able to put it on. And it is my understanding also, since this would be outside our purview, the board might be reluctant to do it anyway, but the public or board members as individuals wish to comment, the deadline's coming up on June 15th. If you recall, at the last board meeting, Director Womack inquired about assessment of late fees and charges. If we were seeing an increase, we went back, Alicia's been running aging reports, and based on when our agenda was, you can go to print, in that table in my report, kind of summarizes what we have foregone. That's revenue we haven't collected. It really, at this point in time, isn't that different from the previous 3 months. So we haven't seen a significant increase, though I was just talking to Alicia before she left tonight, and I believe her comment was that it's gone up some for the most recent bills that would have become delinquent. But I'll keep the board updated as we get more information on that, since it is lost revenue for us. And then finally, I did have a chance to meet with Paul, our new chief. I'm really excited to work with him. He has a great background. Kind of to go to the point about ESAC, we've had discussions before Paul came in with John Owens. Had a talk with Paul and John Owens about, you know, bringing ESAC back, and we're definitely going to do it. We just need to get Paul settled in and then work on agenda items and how we're going to work moving forward. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think I'm unmuted. Yes, I'm looking forward to furthering that that relationship as well. So with that,
Chuck, I have a question. Yes? About the utilities report. I don't know, Jose, is Jose here?
Yes, he's on the call.
Okay. I just had a question that didn't make any sense to me. First of all, I was surprised to see that the water consumption, despite the stay at home and the quarantine, has gone down from last year to this year. That was kind of surprising to me. But on the very, very first page, where it talks about production and runtime, what I don't understand is our production in 2020 is 12.96, whereas in 2019 it was 14.22. But then if you look at the runtime in 2020, it's 1,391.9, and in 2019 it was 840.6. So the runtime has gone up basically 50%, but the production has gone down. So why did the runtime almost go up 50%, but the production was reduced? That's what I don't understand.
Okay, so if you look at the wells that were running during 2020 at South Bay Upper and Lower, because they are low production wells, they run the longest and they continually run longer than the other wells. So if you look at, that's where the differential in hours from the previous year come from.
Okay, so it's the production, it's not tied to production from the well, it's tied to the time, and some of the wells produce at a much slower rate.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
You know, that's a good point, because I think it all relates back to Palisades and why we're so dependent on it, is we have the wells and the 8th Street well. We get those things, and that'll take some pressure off of Palisades. Until we can accomplish those, you know, we're kind of stuck where we are. And I think that's for Jose there, but it seems to me kind of where we're at. And correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right, Chuck. And then once we also have the project where we're doing the inner tie from South Bay into the gravity zone, that'll get us a little more production. Yes. Those wells as well, which will allow us to minimize Palisades. We also got to keep in mind that these last couple months we've had issues with South Bay well and 8th Street well, so that puts us relying on Palisades a little more. I have sat down with staff and directed them to manipulate the levels that well does get called on for, so we're going to look to minimize that usage, and we're continually monitoring it.
Recently, bring on program C well that we're investigating. So, I think questions or comments, we're ready for a roll call vote on the consent agenda.
President,
I'll make a motion here, Chuck.
Sorry, might make one comment to the board that I have put together protocols and for reopening. It's different for every district, but it will provide guidance. And the CDC has provided a lot of very good information for public agencies as to how to proceed. So really the idea is that you get a plan in place for reopening and making things safe. And that is for the protection of your employees, the public, and everyone involved. So we are ahead of that, and I'll coordinate with Ron on that. So I think you can address that in the future.
Excellent. That's like something we should bring forward as soon as we can on an agenda. People are going to want it. Every step that we can take back normal is good. However, I don't want people who are lonely and haven't been out much just coming to hang out in the office for something to do. So, you know, crazy things happen.
Can I make a motion now, Chuck?
Please.
So I'll go ahead and move that we go ahead and receive and file the administrative and committee reports, and we approve the consent agenda.
There's a second. I'll second that.
This is Chris Womack.
Thank you, Chris. Go ahead, Laura.
For the roll call, Director Ohulski.
Yes.
Vice President Womack.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Millage.
Yes.
President Sesenia.
Yes. Okay, with that, we'll move on to item 8. It looks like, that looks like a good agenda item for the future. Does anyone have anything else?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Chuck. You were breaking up. Could you maybe repeat what you said?
Mentioned that the earlier we can get a reopening COVID-19 plan out on the agenda, the better it be. And I ask if anyone else had future agenda items. I don't hear anything. I'm not muted, am I?
Nope, you're good.
Nobody has anything
okay.
to say.
Well, with that, I'm good. Then we will adjourn and we can.
I had a closing board comment. You missed that next item on the agenda. I'm sorry.
Okay. What is it?
Well, I just wanted to, again, thank Sherry for her service and just ask anybody that's interested in serving on the Financial Advisor Committee that they do go ahead and file the application form with the district.
Thank you, Marshall. Any other closing board comments? Okay, now we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.